Hanukkah gets stood up. The Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. After much hemming and hawing, the U.S. Postal Service last month finally announced that its 2013 Hanukkah stamp would be issued November 19th, about a week before the Jewish holiday begins. Then, on a Friday afternoon, the Postal Service said the new stamp was going on sale the next day, 10 days early. It says there was strong customer demand, and yes, there were requests for an earlier release, probably because Jewish customers saw the Christmas stamps already on sale. There are stamp collectors who like to get new issues postmarked on the first day they go on sale, but with such short notice, most probably never knew they'd been stood up by the sudden change in dates. In fact, most post offices probably never got the word, and few had the new stamp for sale. It's ironic the announcement came just a few hours before the start of the Jewish Sabbath, and the stamps went on sale on the Sabbath. Much of the intended audience doesn't buy stamps on Saturday. And adding insult to injury, the official postmark commemorating the first day of sale will still say November 19th, not the actual date, the 9th. It's another example of the Postal Service's helter-skelter decisions lately about U.S. stamps. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and the latest on the magic slate that is the U.S. Stamp Program, visit virtualstampclub.com.